So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
It's your move, Arnold. Pretty dumb move, even for a pig. We'll see you get out of that.
That makes 40 cents you, Arnold.
I'd like to play another game, double or nothing. Oh, look, I didn't come here to watch Arnold beat you at checkers. Let's get the meeting started. Who's chief of the month?
No, you was chief last month. It's Kimball's turn.
Hey, that's right. Where's the white chief's helmet?
Arnold forgot to bring it.
How will anybody know I'm chief without the helmet? Oh, we all know. Come on, let's get started. The chief stands there. Oh. Benton, Benton. As chief of the month, I call the meeting of the Hooterville. What was the name of this organization again?
The Hooterville Volunteer Fire Department, stupid.
Oh, yes. The Hooterville Fire Department, stupid. I'm leaving. There's a good movie on TV. And...
Oh, hi, Arnold. Oh, good evening, gentlemen. I'm sorry I'm late.
Mr. Douglas, that's the third time this month. I'll have to fine you $10.
Ten? Look, this is the first time I've ever been late.
Oh, well, in that case, it'll only be $12.
I'm not paying in.
Are we going to have a meeting or ain't we? I want to go home and see the Tuesday night movie.
This is Thursday night.
Well, the station's a little behind schedule. See, they had to show the Friday night movie on Saturday night on account of the live broadcast of the Coolidge inauguration.
Coolidge inauguration?
Yeah, Oscar Coolidge. He was sworn in as county supervisor.
Anyway, they had to move the Saturday night movie to Sunday night. But they couldn't show the Sunday night movie Monday night because they were cleaning the station. So they showed the Sunday movie on Tuesday, and the Tuesday movie didn't show up in time, so they're showing it tonight.
Unless they decide to rerun the Coolidge inauguration.
Why don't we go on with the meeting?
Before we get into the main business of the evening... What is the main business of the evening? Oh, that's right, Arnold. The Hooterville Search and Rescue Squad.
That ain't what he said. He wants to know where his 40 cents is.
What 40 cents?
Arnold beat Hank 4 games of checkers.
How could Arnold...
I now turn this meeting over to Eustace Haney.
Thank you. I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind, but what we need a search and rescue squad, which will be responsible for searching and rescuing people that get lost.
There's little doubt in my mind that...
Mr. Douglas, do you know how many millions of dollars in tourist trade that Hooterville loses every year because people are afraid to come here? Because afraid they might get lost and there'll be nobody to search and rescue them.
Oh, boy.
So, by the authority invested in me by our chief of the month, Hank Kimball, I'm appointing all of you here to be members of the search and rescue squad.
Tell us what we got to do first.
Oh, well, there's a very simple procedure to follow. Well, it's not simple, but yes, I guess it is simple. Well, let's assume that somebody gets lost.
I wish you would, so I could go home and see the movie on TV.
You better listen to this, Sam. You got an important part in it.
Yes, Sam, you live closest to the railroad tracks. So when somebody gets lost, you have to run and get the train crew to blow 3 boops on the whistle of the cannonball.
3 boops?
Yeah, you know, boop, boop, boop.
You fellas have...
Now, upon hearing the boops, you will all assemble here and pick up your search and rescue equipment, which I am donating to each one of you for the nominal sum of $12.78.
If you're donating it, Haney, it shouldn't cost us anything.
You're right, Sam, it shouldn't. But it will. Now, where was we?
You were up to the booping. I have a question. Suppose the train is up in Pixley, then what do we do? Well, you call Pixley and you tell him to tell the train to boop up there. How can we hear it all the way up in Pixley? That's simple. After booping up there, Pixley will call you back and tell you they've booped.
That way, we'll know it's official and not some crackpot turning in a false boop.
Of all the ding-a-ling I do...
Now, since this is a new unit, I'm going to call a practice search and rescue operation for tomorrow night. Yeah. To do this, I'm going to have to ask one of you to volunteer to go out and get lost. Who wants to volunteer?
Mr. Kimball.
We have a volunteer. Mr. Douglas.
No, I didn't.
Mr. Douglas, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, you go out in the woods and lose yourself. Yeah, as soon as you do, you call Sam and he'll set the boops in motion.
The only thing I'm going to set in motion is myself. I'm going home and watch the movie on TV.
That's the first sensible thing I've heard anybody say since I got here.
Oh, well, in that case, do I hear a motion to adjourn? Arnold just made a motion to...
No, he didn't. He just wants his 40 cents.
Oh, well, in that case, meeting is adjourned.
How much time, Mrs. Douglas?
20 seconds.
Hi.
Hello. How was the meeting?
Do you know what they want to do?
Can you tell it to us in 10 seconds?
No.
Well, then it will have to wait till later. Come on, Ev.
Ma'am. Do you want to finish this?
No, thanks.
Well, come on, Ev.
Where are you two going?
The commercial is almost over and the picture's going to start again. Come on.
In the back stretches Plummer's Helper in front by 2 lengths. Marzipan is second on the rail. Heartburn is third. Tilly's Boy is fourth. Hoppy Harry is fifth. And trailing the field is Fishmouth.
Come on, Plummer's Helper.
No, no, no. We want Fishmouth to win.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Fishmouth.
Fishmouth?
He's the star of the picture.
Coming around the last turn is Plummer's Helper by 3 lengths. Heartburn is second ahead. Marzipan, Tilly's Boy, Hoppy Harry. And trailing the field by 9 lengths is Fishmouth.
You've got to win. Mom and me and all the people in South Asburyville are counting on you.
Who's she?
She's the horse's granddaughter.
The horse's granddaughter?
We'll explain it to you later. Come on, Fishmouth.
At the top of the stretch is Plummer's Helper by 6 lengths. Heartburn is second. Marzipan, Tilly's Boy, Hoppy Harry, and Fishmouth is last by 22 lengths.
Come on, Fishmouth. You've got to win. Mom and me and all the people in South Asburyville are counting on you.
Is that all she says in the whole picture?
Will you be quiet?
And they're coming down to the line of finish, and the winner is Fishmouth.
Yay, yeah, he did it, he did it, he won.
How could he? He was 22 lengths behind.
That's what they call dramatic license.
I am quiet. I want to see the end.
Grandpa, you won. You won for Mom and me and all the people in South Asburyville. Oh, wasn't that touching?
Yeah, they don't make pictures like that anymore.
They wouldn't dare.
I'll explain the story to you.
Yeah, no, don't bother.
Don't you want to know how the little girl's grandfather became a horse?
No, not particularly.
It was all done by reincarceration.
Reincarceration?
That means when you pass on to the great beyond and you come back as an animal.
I believe the word is reincarnation.
No, no, no. That is when you come back as a flower.
As a...
Her grandfather was reincarcerated as a horse.
You see, her grandfather was a jockey in South Ashburyville.
Oh, that explains the kid with the one line.
Oh, she didn't always have one line. She was a very happy little girl, except for her mother who had a big mortgage on the house.
But her grandfather was going to pay it off by winning the big race. But these bad guys...
The bad guys?
They're the ones in the black hats. The good guys wear white hats. That's the code of the movies.
Look, I'm...
Anyway, the bad guys wanted her grandfather, who was a jockey at that time, to throw the race. And he said to him, I don't care what color your hats are. I'm not going to. Do me something. So they did him.
They did it to the wrong fellow. They should have done it to the rider.
Anyway, just before he went on to that big pasture in the sky, he promised the little girl, her mom, and all the people of South Ashburyville, who had bet everything that they had, that he'd come back as a racehorse and win.
You saw the finish. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. Where's the booze? Reincarnation.
Well, it works.
What works?
That people come back as animals.
Have you ever known anybody that did?
Just my Uncle Rudolph.
Your Uncle Rudolph?
You met him, the goat.
The goat?
Don't you remember we went over there to visit them and the goat came out to meet us?
Oh, yeah. I thought that was your aunt.
No, it was my uncle.
Look, Lise.
My aunt said it was. She knew it was him because in real life, he couldn't stand her cooking. And when he came back as a goat, he wouldn't eat anything she made.
You can't ask for a better explanation than that.
Explanation? That...
Don't you believe in it?
I'm afraid not.
The gypsies do.
Good for them.
Don't you want to come back as something?
Yes. Howard Hughes.
When my time comes, I'd like to come back as a dog. Dogs have an easy life. All they do is lie around all day and scratch themselves.
That's all you do now.
You make a very nice dog, Anne.
Thank you. What would you like to be?
Let me see. I think I would like...
Look, will you excuse me? I've got to throw some hay down for Eleanor.
Hey, I wonder if she was anybody before she became a cow.
Well, she might have been a movie star or...
Well, instead of guessing, why don't I ask her?
How do you think I look?
Well, you look fine, Ann.
Here comes Mr. Neat. Let's get his opinion.
Mr.
How do you think I look?
Fine, fine, if you're going clam digging.
I'm going to Pixley to have supper at Lorelei's house. Then we're going for a ride on my motor scooter.
Why didn't you take our car?
Lisa.
Thanks anyway, but it's more fun on my motor scooter. That way Lorelei has to put her arms around me to hang on.
Yeah, well.
That's the way it is with chicks today. You have to outthink them. See you later.
You dimwit!
Oliver, why don't you buy a motor scooter? Then I could hang on.
We don't need a scooter for that. Come on. Bola!
Oliver, I'm frightened.
There's nothing to be frightened about. We're warm and dry and safe.
Oh,
here. Oh, that darn rope.
Oliver!
Oh, no, relax.
I can't. I just heard on the radio that this is the worst storm they ever had around here. The bridge on the road to Pixley has been washed out.
They'll fix it.
Oliver, that's where Ep went. Do you suppose something terrible has happened to him?
Oh, no, of course not. He's at Lorelei's house.
Well, why don't you call and see?
Me climb that pole in the rain like this?
While you're up there, won't you please call Lorelei?
Hello. Yes, this is Mr. Douglas. Well, hello, Lorelei. He isn't? He should have been there by now. Yes, I heard about the bridge. Well, look. I'm sure he's all right. Just don't worry.
Don't worry?
I'm sure he's all right.
How can you say that when he was on the bridge when it was washed out?
He wasn't on any bridge.
Yes, he was. It's just like in the dream.
What dream?
The one I'm going to have tonight, where he's floating down the river. Oliver, please, you've got to go and look for him.
Lisa, it's...
Oliver, please.
All right, I'll look for him.
Here, I found this near the washed-out bridge.
I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, now, calm down, calm. This doesn't mean anything. When he saw the bridge was washed out, he probably started out on foot to look for some place to keep dry.
We'll never see him again.
Stop talking like that. I'll go out and look some more.
What time is it, Sam? No, don't tell me. I want to see if my watch is right. Oh, Hank. He should have called by now. Like, he had no intention of calling.
Oh, Mr. Drucker.
You were supposed to call by 8.
Call?
Don't you remember your assignment? This is the night you were supposed to go out and get lost.
Mr. Drucker, I'm looking for Eb. Has he been in here tonight?
Yeah, he was here a couple of hours ago. He said he had a date with Lorelei.
He never got there. I found his scooter near the washed-out bridge.
Wasn't there any sign of him?
No, I'd better keep looking for him.
I'll go with you. One moment, gentlemen. You seem to forget that we have a unit which is trained to search and rescue people. Well, it's not trained, it's,
Come on, Mr. Drucker.
Mr. Douglas, on a stormy night like this, I think we can use all the help we can get. Good. I'll go to the station and tell the train crew to poop. How many times are we supposed to poop? 3.
What are we waiting for?
Fred.
Why do we have to wait for him?
Well, he's got the key to the fire engine.
That's not long.
It isn't? Well, it's a pretty sloppy way to run a fire department. I mean, somebody could come in and steal...
Can we please get this thing organized? My wife is sitting home frantic with worry.
Frantic, Miss Worry? I know something terrible has happened to Abbott. I'll never see him again. Who's there? Oh, no! Where did you come from?
If I ever come back, I'd like to be a dog and lie around all day and scratch myself.
You come back.
Haney, you cover the north part of the woods. And Sam, you try Simpson's Swamp. No, Mr. Douglas, you better cover Simpson's. You're more of a swamp man.
I'm not a...
And don't forget to keep in touch by walkie-talkie.
Well, give me one.
Oh, that's the only one I got.
Then how can I keep in touch?
Well, I'll talk loud.
Look, gentlemen, just follow me. We'll meet down by the bridge and we'll fan out and search.
Volunteer Fire Department? Yes, ma'am, just a second. It's your missus.
Oh, hello? What? Oh, wonderful. Oh, I'll be right there. Gentlemen, we can call off the search. Eb's home.
Wait, I'll cut it for you, but just wait a minute. Wait a second. All right, Eb, there you are. I'm sorry this had to happen to you, but at least we have you back one way or another. Come on.
Lisa!
In here!
Where's Eb?
This is him.
This is a dog.
Can't you remember what Ab said? That if anything happens to him, he would like to come back as a dog. He could lie around and scratch himself.
Lisa, were you struck by lightning tonight?
I don't think so. Ab, do you want another hotcakes? What? That ought to convince you. Ab is the only one around here who likes my hotcakes.
Lisa, that isn't Ab. It's a mutt.
That's telling him, Ab.
Lisa, do you realize you've wasted valuable time? When you said Ab was home, I called off the search.
Well, he is home.
Lisa, this is not Ab.
You still don't believe in reincarceration.
No, I don't.
Well, what about my Uncle Rudolph that came back as a goat?
With your family, anything is possible.
Where are you going? me.
I'm going to call the sheriff and get him to help look for Ab.
Oh, well, Ab, don't worry. I'm going to give you a nice bowl of milk, and then I put you to bed. That's a good Ab. Sleep tight, Ab. You had a busy day.
I called the sheriff. He said he'd send... What are you doing?
Tucking Abby.
Lisa, will you stop this nonsense? Get that mongrel out of our bed.
Oh, but I'll leave
out. Out! Out!
No, you did it. You chased him out.
Why didn't he?
I've heard the saying, you can't put a dog out on a night like this. But you're the first person I ever met who did it.
Lisa, I'm not...
You better find Ab.
What do you think I'm trying to do?
I wonder if I should report him to the SPCA. Who's there?
Deputy Carlson. Mrs. Douglas?
Yes, come in, come in.
Thank you.
Oh, the Rainerstab.
Yes, ma'am. Say, I got a call on my radio. Somebody missing here?
Yes, our hired hand, Ab.
Oh. Ab what?
No. Ab Dawson.
Dawson? Age?
Oh, he's in his 20s.
Height?
Now or then?
Well, now.
Oh, about this tall.
And he's in his 20s?
Oh, he used to be over 6 feet, but something happened to him.
Oh. Any identifying marks?
Well, I think he had a white mark on one of his feet.
Oh, which foot?
It wasn't on the front ones. It must have been on the back ones.
The back.
One thing he had was a beautiful tail.
Beautiful? Lady, are you describing a dog?
He is now, but he wasn't always. In real life, he was a nice young man. But then he had this accident, and he came back as a dog. He was reincarcerated.
Too bad he didn't come back as a horse, huh? Then he could have won the big race for me and Mom and all the people of South Ashburyville.
Wasn't that a good picture?
Lady, we get dozens of emergency calls and you waste my time on a missing dog? I ought to run you in.
Kozak.
What's the matter?
Oh, that deputy. Ab! Oh, you're you again. We've been so worried about you. Mr. Douglas has been out all night looking for you. What happened?
Well, the bridge went out and my scooter stalled, so I started walking, cut across the fields until I got to Ben Miller's house. He gave me these overalls, and I stayed there until the rain stopped.
Well, why didn't you call us?
Mr. Miller's phone was out.
Oh, I'm so glad you're all right. Well, you better hang your clothes in front of the stove.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah, hi. Here's your Ab.
That's not Ab.
You mean I found the wrong dog?
No, no, it's the right dog, but the wrong Ab.
Oh.
Ab is in the kitchen.
As what?
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, where have you been? I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, I've been over at, Who's that?
It used to be you.
Me?
Yes, you see, Mr. Douglas found your motor scooter, and we thought something terrible had happened to you.
Oh, and you thought I came back as him, reincarcerated.
I'm going to bed. Here.
What do you want me to do with him?
Well, why don't you keep him around for your next reincarceration? Well, that was some storm last night.
Yes, but it's a beautiful day today.
Yeah. Yeah, why do you have to spoil them with those?
Oh, one. I'll get it.
Here, boy. Here. And you liked them last night.
Oliver, we got company.
Who?
Uncle Rudolph. Where are you going?
Out. I'm sure you and your uncle have a lot to talk about.
I'm sorry, Uncle Rudolph, but he had a bad night.
Film Ways presentation, darling.